At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to the Big Blue Breakdown, part of the New York Giants on SI YouTube and Media Network. I'm Paul Dottino as we get a look at the three key matchups for the New York Giants as they head down to face the Washington Commanders on Sunday in week two of the regular season. Now, we already know the Giants dropped their opening game 28-6 to the Minnesota Vikings, and we've been talking about that all week. So there is no need to rehash any of that, other than to mention that there are a couple of players who had poor games in week one that history tells us may bounce back strong in week two. We will start with quarterback Daniel Jones. With him as the starting quarterback, the Giants have gone 5-1-1 against the Commanders. In fact, with him at the helm, he's completed 70% of his passes against Washington for over 1,500 yards with 10 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. We might also tell you that on the defensive side of the ball, outside linebacker Kayvon Thibodeau, he's got 15.5 sacks as he begins his third NFL season. Well, 5.5 of them have come against the Commanders, including a strip sack and fumble recovery for a touchdown a couple of years ago on the road. So we will see how those two players respond and rebound in week two against a team that they have usually had a lot of success against. And by the way, as they take on the Commanders in Northwest Stadium, the new name now for the Commanders' old facility, keep in mind that since 2018, the Giants are 8-3-1 in this series, and they did sweep both games last season by scores of 14-7 and 31-19. All right, we gave you a quick eye on the Giants. Now it's time to put our eye on the Commanders. And anytime you talk about Washington in 2024, you have to start with their first-round pick, rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels. He was the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Week for the opening day game. It was a loss, all right? They got beat by Tampa Bay 37-20, but nonetheless, Daniels earned some plaudits. He was 17 out of 24 for 184 yards, but ran 16 times for 88 and 2 touchdowns. He was sacked twice and did have a long of 32 yards. There is no question, he has a green light to run whenever he chooses. And with his speed and with his athleticism, you can understand why the Commanders would want to do that. Now, at the same time, if you looked at their game plan, they, much like other teams that are going to be dealing with a rookie quarterback, did not want to put too much on his plate. So what did they do? They told him to get rid of the ball quick and let's do as many short passes as we possibly can and let your targets, your teammates, if you will, get a lot of yards after the catch. And that's how Washington designed their offense to try to move the ball down the field against Tampa. Now, why is that important? Well, let's take a look at what they did with their ball distribution. They really went heavy in the passing game to their running backs, Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler. Remember, Eckler, the former Charger who came over as a free agent. Between those two running backs, they produced 7 catches for 101 receiving yards. They only ran for a combined 50 yards and 1 touchdown on the ground. So these two backs were much more involved in the passing game than they were the running game. In fact, Eckler had 4 catches for 52 yards. It really says everything you need to know about what the Commanders wanted to do through the air. It was really all short stuff. So, in any event, keep that in mind. It's short stuff, and it's Daniels running with the football. That's really where they're trying to go here, at least during the early stages of the season, perhaps until he gets his feet wet. Now, when we look at the rest of the Commanders' offense, well, Zach Ertz is there, 3-time Pro Bowl tight end. Everybody remembers him from when he was with Philly, but the last 3 seasons he languished in Arizona, where not too many people paid attention to him, but he was kind of productive. All the way up to the fact that with 712 receptions, he is now 8th in all-time receptions among NFL tight ends. He, over the years, has certainly done damage against the Giants. There's no question about that. Now, one thing to keep in mind, they're certainly not afraid to use gadgets, because what we saw last week against the Buccaneers was a play where Daniels threw a wide receiver screen off to the left side to third-round pick Luke McCaffrey. And interestingly enough, McCaffrey kind of cocked his arm back and looked like he wanted to throw it back to Daniels. Didn't happen. He wound up holding on to the ball, and then the Buccaneers' defense converged. But keep in mind that that play is in their playbook. Now, why do I say that? Well, Dan Quinn, their first-year head coach, remember he had been the defensive coordinator with the Dallas Cowboys for the last several years. He's now in charge down in Washington, along with Cliff Kingsbury, who is their offensive coordinator, and Joe Witt Jr., who is their defensive coordinator. And by the way, this is probably a good idea to mention that Larry Izzo, former Giants assistant special teams coach and a guy who is universally liked around the league, he is Washington's special teams coordinator. But that's an aside. Let's go back to what we were talking about with this particular play. The wide receiver screen with a potential throwback to the quarterback. Dan Quinn was quoted after the game as saying, yeah, we saw McCaffrey, wind up holding on to the ball, but I guarantee you if he gets a chance to do it again, he is going to throw it. So kind of keep that in the back of your mind if you see that play develop on Sunday down at Northwest Stadium. All right, offensive line-wise, it's been a problem for Washington, okay? Let's not pull any punches like many other teams, especially teams that have been scuffling along the last couple of years. It usually starts with the offensive line, and they are no different. Left to right, it's Lucas, Allegretti, Biotish, Cosme, and Wiley. Now, Allegretti was brought in as a free agent from the Chiefs. Be that as it may, they thought he would perform better in week one than he did, but he did struggle some. Biotish has been brought in after several years with the Dallas Cowboys, where he was viewed as a disappointment. He is now the starting center. Cosme, of course, is by far the best lineman on the Commanders roster. And quite frankly, you know, he's one of the better guards in the league. But he can't hold up the entire line himself. So that's where the line stands. Now, the other thing to keep in mind when you look at that score against Tampa last week is that Cade York missed a couple of field goals and found himself out of a job this week. He's gone, and they've already changed out their kicker and brought in veteran Austin Seibert, who over the course of his career, he came into the NFL in 2019. He's kicked in 31 games, hit 80% of his field goals with Cleveland, Cincinnati, Detroit, and most recently last year, he had some time with the Jets. So that's kind of a look at the eye on the Commanders' offense. Let's take a look at their defense. And my, oh my, did Dan Quinn overhaul this side of the ball. He got the job and obviously did not like what he saw last year. So what did they do? Clelin Ferrell has come in as the left defensive end as an unrestricted free agent from San Francisco. Now, you folks will remember, I was big on him when he came out of Clemson in the NFL draft. He has never truly developed, was a first-round pick with the Raiders. It just hasn't happened for him. But he did get the Commanders' lone sack last week against Tampa's Baker Mayfield. Dorrance Armstrong is the right defensive end. He came in as an unrestricted free agent from Dallas. Many people thought he was underrated and not heralded nearly as much as he should have been. So now he gets his chance here to be the top dog pass rusher with the Commanders. They also brought in a couple of linebackers, and one of these names won't surprise you. Now, Frankie Louvu comes over from Carolina, but he's on the weak side. The middle linebacker is Bobby Wagner, a surefire Hall of Famer who has been in this league and played at a very high level for more than a decade. He comes in after his second pit stop with the, or his first pit stop with the Seattle Seahawks. He had been there for a long time, left for a year, went back, and now he has joined Dan Quinn, who at one time was the defensive coordinator in Seattle. Well, Quinn has brought him back into his fold, now as the starting middle linebacker for the Commanders. Last week, he had a team-high 10 tackles, including 3 tackles for a loss. I don't know when he is ever going to get old, but Bobby Wagner's production just refuses to decline. They also brought in, from the Panthers, second free agent. 2 free agents now, Louvu and Jeremy Chinn, off-injured free strong safety, who when he came into the draft, or out of the draft, was supposed to be very highly rated, but an assortment of bumps and bruises has really sidetracked his career. He is now the starting strong safety for the Commanders. Now, they got themselves a bit of a problem because one of their starting corners, Emmanuel Forbes Jr., usually plays on the right side, thumb injury, had thumb surgery, and so that really shortens a secondary, which has had a tremendous amount of difficulty for the last couple of seasons. And it's not going to get any easier with Forbes out of the lineup. He was the 16th overall pick last year, and they were really hoping to force feed him and increase his production in season 2. But now he's been sidetracked. This becomes an issue because the rest of the corners have not performed up to par. Benjamin St. Juste has been one of the most inconsistent corners in the NFL since he came into the league. In fact, last week against Tampa, allowed 7 receptions on 9 targets for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. He has been a guy that you could pick on. Michael Davis is also back there. Noah Igbinagune is also back there as well. And Mike Sanristil. Mike Sanristil is the other corner in the mix for the Commanders. Now, Baker Mayfield took advantage of this secondary last week. He threw for 289 yards and four touchdowns while completing 80% of his passes. Suffice it to say, Mayfield had a great day. So that's going to be a big concern for the Commanders as they prepare for week two. Of course, Daniel Jones is coming off a horrible game for the Giants. He'll be looking for a bounce back. And this is a secondary that would appear to give him a chance to do just that.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's go over our three key matchups to watch, as we will do going into every one of the Giants' games during the course of this season. We start out with center Tyler Biadasz for the Commanders against Giants nose tackle Dexter Lawrence. Last year in Dallas, Biadasz, who continued to disappoint, and it's why they finally decided not to renew his contract, he allowed 4.5 sacks as a center last year. That is a lofty number, and not one that they were very pleased with. We will see if he can button down on his efforts with the Commanders in 2024. Dexter Lawrence, we all know how good he is. Last week, Sam Darnold of the Vikings had 24 pass attempts. Dexter Lawrence had 8 pressures. That's one heck of a percentage. Also had 1 sack and did deflect a pass that was intercepted by linebacker Darius Mouisseau downfield. Big game for Dexter Lawrence. He, quite frankly, was the Giants' star of the day. And I would expect nothing less from him as they go back into Washington in week two. Key matchup number two. And this is a very, very intriguing one for a number of reasons. Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, against Giants corner Deontay Banks. Now, over the course of his career, McLaurin has had 9 games against the Giants, caught 3 touchdowns, and had 3 games of at least 100 yards. Over the course of that time, he's averaged against the Giants about 9 targets, about 7 catches, and about 87 yards a game. So there's no question he's been successful in this series. But for some reason, and probably because they wanted Daniels to either run or dump everything off short last week against Tampa, he only had 4 targets and 2 receptions for 17 yards. That is not the kind of production that the Commanders can afford to get from Terry McLaurin if they think they're going to be competitive in any ball game. They always say you got to get the ball to your best players. Well, they did not do that last weekend, and it certainly hindered their cause. Now, as far as Tay Banks for the Giants, second-year corner, we know he gave up a long pass to Darnold. We also know that Darnold was able to connect on a 4th down deep inside the Giants' red zone on a slant to Justin Jefferson, where Banks had really good coverage, but it was a precise route, a precise throw, and even though Banks tried to rip the ball away, Jefferson held on for the touchdown. We understand that. But interestingly enough, Last year, Banks had his first career interception of the two that he's got in Week 7 against Washington. And over the two games when the Giants played the Commanders last season, they completed 7 passes on 12 targets against Banks for 64 yards and a touchdown. We will see how Banks fares against McLaurin, because it would be unreasonable to think that the Commanders will not feature him in Week 2 after basically burying McLaurin in their offensive game plan against the Buccaneers. Key matchup number 3 to watch, and this one's a little bit generic, but it kind of has to be based on the style of offense that the Commanders are running. It's the running of Jaden Daniels and the pass receiving of the running backs, Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler, against money backer Isaiah Simmons. Now, please let me explain. Simmons did not play any defensive snaps in Week 1 against Minnesota. In fact, he was limited to 18 special team snaps. Defensive coordinator Shane Bowen said it was a matchup concern. They wound up using safety Dane Belton as the money backer instead of Isaiah Simmons. But Bowen said this week that Simmons is going to be a big part of the game plan against Washington. Well, what does Simmons do well? Simmons is excellent in covering running backs and tight ends. Remember, Zach Ertz is also now on the Commanders. Not only that, but Simmons also can chase down, with his speed and athleticism, a scrambling quarterback like Jaden Daniels. Keep that in mind. Also, if the Giants decide that after their front four did not get enough pressure against Minnesota last week, they may want to wind up going stronger with a blitz. And Simmons is very good at rushing downhill in the blitz. Now, remember what I told you about Eckler and Robinson, though. Let's go back to the coverage for a second. Both of those guys, Robinson, of course, was a former wide receiver at one point in school before he came into the NFL. But both of those backs are very accomplished route runners. They're nifty, shifty, and they can catch the ball extremely well. So keep that in mind. And Robinson, by the way, not to sleep on his running ability, because 2 of his best 3 career games on the ground came against the Giants back in 2022, when he ran for 96 yards in the first meeting and 89 yards in the second meeting. So those are our 3 key matchups to watch as the Giants take on the Washington Commanders in Week 2 of the regular season. And don't forget, we will be back after the game, sometime overnight or early Monday morning, with our exclusive New York Giants Game Balls and Gassers, as we break down the Giants' offense, defense, and special teams in this Week 2 matchup. And it's all right here on the Big Blue Breakdown, part of the New York Giants on SI YouTube and Media Network. Until next time, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you then.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less cost. carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.